You may also subscribe by visiting North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's office.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers.
It will be Valley View's ball to start this final quarter as Mount Holmes up 53-41. I was just looking over some of the scoring numbers. All of Valley View's points have come from their starting five so far.
Yeah, they don't have much of a bench, and you know, they beat us up and down the floor in some transition offense. Hey, the Lady Bombers like to score in the 60s. When they get in the 60s, they're undefeated, right? The games that they've lost have been, they've been in the 40s, low 40s, and so this game is trending right where the Lady Bombers want to see it.
Inbound pass goes to Will Banks, 53-41, Valley Mount Home up. Ball goes to Will Banks. She is her shot is blocked from behind. She gets the ball back. Can't get the putback to go, and this time the rebound comes to Mount Home, and Moore's trapped, tripped in the backcourt.
How about Parker Husky coming from behind with the block shot on Will Banks right there, and it kind of fell back in her hands. It looked like she was going to go up and down, but she just threw it up, and Mount Home did a good job not watching the ball and was able to clear the rebound.
Brianna Huff picks up her second personal foul, team foul number one against Valley View here in the final period. 11 seconds into the quarter. Mount Home with the ball as they lead by a dozen.
Yeah, ball. Now you're going to see Valley View with an extended full court press right here.
You bet.
It's a 1-2-1-1, kind of a diamond press.
So Mount Home will inbound once again as the Lady Blazers knock it out of bounds. Inbound pass goes to Essis. Back over to Moore. Picks up her dribble. Here gives it to Husky. They still got to get into the front court. Another, and now Mount Home's going to call a timeout to avoid the 10-second count.
Yep.
A little break with 7:39 left in the game. It is Mount Home leading Valley View 53-41. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Just a reminder, you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. Matt Sharp and Brad Coleman joining you courtside at Bomber Stadium. Corey Creighton, our producer, back at the studio. Mountain Home coming out of the timeout. Now they turn it over with 6:36 left to play in the game as the pass sails well over the head of Ashton Essis.
Yeah, I got the ball into Anna McCarn here, and she tried to throw the ball up over the top of it and just a little too strong on that far sideline. Went about three rows up. Nice play by the fan up there in the in the stands.
Sarah Williams checks in for Bailey Rittenberg. Back comes Seaman. Her shot is blocked by McCarn. Seaman gets the ball back. She will find Will Banks in the lane after Husky hits the floor.
So yeah, Parker was stuck down low trying to guard Will Banks, and Will Banks takes advantage of his Mount Home turns the ball over right here.
And the Lady Blazers will get ball back. 7:20 left to play in the game. It is 53-43. Essis is going to check out the game as Whitten Coleman comes back in. It is Seaman inbounding it to Huff. She'll give it up top to Bigham. Over on the right side to Fagan. Down a low block to Will Banks. She puts up the shot, partially blocked by McCarn. McCarn gets the rebound. And now her pass, though, is knocked away and stolen by Fagan. She puts up the jumper, will not go. And a scramble for the rebound. Huff will get it, and Valley View will keep possession of it. 7 minutes left to play in the game. And ball passes thrown down in the paint. Looks like a foul is going to be called on Coleman.
That's a good foul by Whitten. She's pinned Will Banks. They like to get the ball down to Will Banks, and whoever she's on, she's just going to pin, and they're going to throw the ball to him.
That is the third personal foul against Whitten Coleman, first team foul against Mountain Home here in the final quarter, and Mountain Home's going to call another timeout. A little break with 6:57. Let's play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Valley View 53-43. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves in providing personalized service to each and every customer.
The best treatment begins.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves in providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. I'm Kyle Davidson, Community President at FNBC in Mountain Home, and I want to invite you to stop in and meet our team at our newest location on the west end of the bypass at 175 West End Way. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Well, Mountain Home taking the timeout with 6:57. Let's play in the game as they lead Valley View 53-43. Trying to sell the team down a little bit there.
Yeah, we've been switching on screens and getting some mismatches with Wilbanks down low, and you know I think we're trying to figure out how we're gonna settle that from here on out.
Ball is thrown down to Huff, and she's gonna be fouled from behind as the ball is knocked away. Sarah Williams picks up her third personal foul. Second team foul against Mountain Home here in the fourth quarter. Jay the Yonkers checks back in as Williams will take a seat. Here is Seaman inbounding the ball on the baseline. Trying to figure out where to go with it. She will get it in to, I believe that's Bigham. Trying to figure out where to go with it. She'll kick out to Huff. Now Seaman has on the right side. Gives up top to Fagan. Over to Wilbanks at the left elbow. Throws up top to Bigham. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by McCarn.
Great box out there by Lakin to get that rebound.
Valley View still doesn't have a three.
No.
Here is Moore with it. She's going to dribble to the right side. Now it takes a screen from Colin. Gives it up near the top to McCarn. Over to Husky near the left corner. She's going to drill to the elbow. Pull up for the jumper. It will not go. And the rebound is controlled by Huff.
Got a good look right there by Parker. Just a little too strong off the back iron.
Here is Bigham with it, dribbling to the right corner. And now kicks out to Wilbanks on the low block. Over on the left side to Seaman. Now Fagan has it. Down to Wilbanks in the paint. Looks to make a move on McCarn. She gets a hook shot. Good.
I'm telling you, when Wilbanks gets down low, she's going to do some work. And she's been able to score every time she gets the ball down there.
She has 18 on the night. 53-45. It's back to a single digit margin. A three-pointer by Moore will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Valley View. They're making a comeback.
Yeah, they are. Mountain Home's taking some quick shots. It's going to be double dribble, though. You can get a turnover right here.
So Mountain Home will get the ball back with 5:37. Let's play in the game. Sarah Williams and Libby Foss is coming back in for Mountain Home, replacing Anna McCarn and Jayla Yonkers. Mountain Home will gets the ball back, looking to make it double digits once again. On 53-45 is our score. Inbound pass is into Fossness. She'll get into the front court. Almost wasn't expecting it, but
yeah, no, they Coach Husky yelled at her, Libby. Ball's coming right at her, and good job throwing it into her though.
Husky drilling on the left side, now takes a screen from Williams. Williams cutting into the lane as she takes the pass from Husky. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 5:21 left in the game.
Great pass by Parker right there. Hit a little pick and roll on the outer wing right there. Sarah did a good job rolling hard to the floor or to the goal. Parker put a bounce pass right in her hand. Sarah went straight up. See if we can make some free throws right here.
That is Huff's third personal foul. Team foul number two against Valley View here in the fourth quarter. Williams' first free throw is up and in. Her first point of the night. One more will make it a double-digit lead once again.
They kind of held the scoreless here in this first 2:30 and change here. Yeah, that's good to see us see a bucket go through right here.
Well, she gets both free throws. She has 2 points. Back to a 10-point lead, 55-45 our score for Mountain Home. Valley View into the front court, Fagan with it. That's Coleman right there on her. Now dribbles to the left elbow. I'm sorry, to the low block. She's going in for a layup. Good. Wow.
Wow, just a great play right there by a sophomore.
Fagan with 8 on the night. 55-47, Mountain Home's lead back to single digits. Less than 5 minutes up to play in the game. Moore's going to drill to the low block, going in for the layup. A little too strong, and the rebound's controlled by Reynolds. She'll get it to Fagan. Into the front court to Seaman. Seaman has it on the low block. She's looking to put up the jumper. No good. Gets the rebound, though. Puts up another jumper. This one won't go either. And Williams comes up with the board for Mountain Home.
Good box out right there by Sarah on that offside.
Here is Moore dribbling into the lane, putting up the jumper. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Wilbanks. She finds Huff quickly out the other way, going into the lane for the layup. No good. May have been partially blocked.
Yeah, and really good hustle by Sarah Williams. She caught Huff from behind and ran right in front of her and made her miss that layup.
So Mounts on with the ball, leading by 8. 4-12 left to play in the game.
That's a foul.
And Husky trying to get by her defender, Seaman. She's going to dribble into the lane for the running jumper. Will hits the backboard. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Valley View.
It's kind of a sloppy game right now, and Lady Bombers just need to settle some things down, and as they hit a three.
I thought her foot was on the line, but they're going to say it was behind it. So that is the first three-pointer of the night, and now Mount Tom's going to turn it over, and now Valley View has a chance to make it a one-possession game. Well, you talk about hanging tough.
Yeah, this press is giving Mountain Home some troubles right here.
3:46 left to play in the game. 55-50 our score. Mount Home has the lead, but Valley View, well, they've foul played Mount Home in this fourth quarter. Let's just keep it real.
Yeah, nice little backdoor pass and cut here and screen as Valley View misses some layups.
Well, Mount Home got a little fortune on there, and Mount Home does get the rebound finally. Here is Moore trying to throw it to Coleman. Ball's knocked away, stolen by Fagan. She goes in for the layup. Good, it's a one-possession game all of a sudden.
Turnovers are getting Valley View right back in this game right now.
Fagan with 10 on the night. And Mount Home will inbound it, though.
We're going to have a timeout.
Yep. So Mount Home is going to take the timeout. They'll have one left after this. 3:19 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Valley View 55-52. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers!
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals is Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Brad, turnovers have been the story of this quarter.
Yeah, we've had 7 turnovers this half so far, and I think we're getting outscored pretty good this quarter. And now I'm just got to not let Valley View speed us up. We're in a man now. Just clear this out. Let Lakin bring it up.
Ball goes into Yonkers in the front court.
That's a foul. She's just getting hammered.
She has the ball knocked away. Husky's able to save it. Throws it to Coleman. Now she's going to be fouled from behind. That's Ruby Reynolds' third personal foul. 13th foul against the Lady Blazers here in the fourth quarter. 3:06 left to play in the game. Mount Home with the ball leading 55-52. Inbound pass goes to Yonkers. She drills out to the top.
And Valley View's doing what they're supposed to. They know they got to go hammer, and they're getting away with it. And she's just getting ridden right now. As Coach Leonard's arguing for some foul calls here.
Yonkers takes screen, finds McCarr, now kicks out to Husky. Over in the left corner it goes to Moore. Now back to Husky, down to 15 on the shot clock. Yonkers has it. She drills into the paint, puts up the jumper, rolls around, will not go. McCarr gets offense rebound. She goes back out. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 2:40 left in the game.
I guess no blood, no fouls what we're playing right here, but, man, they finally called it as Anna gets the offensive rebound. Man, we are just getting just hammered as our guards out here.
That is Wilbanks' third personal foul, 14th foul against Valley View here in the fourth quarter. So Anna McCarron at the free throw line, where so far she is 5-6 with 11 points. Misses the first one here, though.
Need this one to go down. Make this a two-possession game right here.
Yep. 2:40 left to play in this contest. Second shot for McCarron is up and gets it.
Need a stop right here, Matt. Need a stop.
56-52 our score. Mountain Home's lead back to two possessions. McCarron with 12 on the night.
Good news is next foul, we're shooting 2 free throws.
That's right. Ball goes over to Reynolds on the right side. Picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Gives up top to Seaman. Seaman's going to dribble toward the low block. Goes in for the layup. Shot's blocked by McCarn. Gets the ball back, though. Kicks out to Huff for the three-pointer. Good, and it's a one-point game.
Wow, as the block goes right to them on the open three right here, it's a one-point game.
And right after the basket, Valley View quickly takes the timeout. We will break with 2:14 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Valley View 56-55. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Well, all of a sudden, it is a one-point game. It was Mount Tom had a 12-point lead earlier, 53-41. It's 56-55 now with 2:14 left in the game.
Yeah, Valley View's done a really good job here getting back in this game. They're playing good pressure defense, trying to get some turnovers and steals, and Mountain Home has given them some turnovers.
Yonkers into the front court, dribbles to the left wing. Right now, both teams out of their 30-second timeouts. Mount Home has one timeout remaining. Valley View has two. Yonkers at their right elbow, throws it over to McCarn. Now over on the left side to Moore. Moore's going to dribble into the free throw line, kicks out to Yonkers for the three-pointer. Will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Husky.
Another offensive rebound for the Lady Bombers.
She finds Coleman cutting into the lane.
Good
go
pass.
Down to Yonkers for the lane, for the low block, for the layup, good.
What a great pass. Witten got the ball, got her feet to the lane. Jayla rolled hard, good pass right there, hit Jayla. We need a stop right here. Let's get this thing two possessions here.
Yonkers with 10 now. Here is Fagan with it. She's going to drill toward the low block. Puts up the jumper over McCarn. No good. And the rebound is saved by Husky, but right into the hands of Huff. She will throw it to Will Banks in the lane for the layup. Good.
Monica
Will Banks with 20 on the night. 58-57, Mount Home lead back to one. Here is Moore back the other way going for another layup. Good.
Yeah, Lakin right back in their face. We got an up and down game going here at the hangar. Let's go, Lady Bombers. Let's get a stop right here.
21 on the night for Lakin Moore. 60-57, Mount Home up. 104 left to play in the game. Here is Fagan with it, dribbling to the low block. She's going to put up the layup. No good. Rebound's knocked around and controlled by Reynolds. And so Valley View will keep possession of it. Here is Huff. She'll be fouled from behind by Moore. Lakin Moore picks up her.
I don't know if that was a foul or not. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, sure.
Lakin
sure.
Jumped on her back right there.
Their second personal foul. Team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the final quarter. So the Lady Bombers have one more foul to give.
These are what you want, Matt, right here in these non-conference games. You want close ones that make you have to earn your stripes as a team.
Yes. And now Mountain Home comes up with the steal. They have 49 seconds left to play in the game. How long do they wait before they foul?
I don't know. They look like they're going to try to play it out right here. Mountain Home can be smart. We can go one-on-one, and we can get a good shot anytime we want right here. Lakin and Jayla, they're two best offensive players, but we're going to get to go to the free throw line.
Yep. They're going to get Bella Seaman with her fourth personal foul. That is the 15th foul against Valley View. So Parker Husky at the free throw line for the first time tonight with a chance to make it a two-possession game. First free throw is up. Will not go.
Need this one to go down right here. This is the one that makes it a two-possession game.
Yep.
This is the big one.
Again, 35.3 left on the clock. As Husky has one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up.
Got it.
She gets it. She has four on the night. And now Valley View is going to take a timeout. We'll break with 35.3 left in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Valley View 61-57. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Well, both teams with one timeout left now, with 35.3 seconds left. It will be Valley View's ball as Mount Home's up 61-57.
Possession arrow goes to Mount Home if there is a tie ball right here.
Yep.
Mount Home's going to extend a little pressure right here. We're going to hopefully not foul. We do have a foul to give, though.
Yep.
So we're going to make them work to get this ball up the floor, being up two possessions right here.
Seaman will trigger the inbound pass. She gets into Fagan. Now back to Seaman. Seaman into the front court. Gives it to Fagan. Fagan has on the right side. Down to 22. Now up top to Seaman. Seaman's going to drill to the low
block.
And she is called for the travel. And that will be a turnover, and Mount Home will get back with 18.1 left.
Really good defense right there by really good defense by Mountain Home. That was an elevator screen. We were able to get it, make her put the ball on the floor. Anna McCarn came flying over there with her hands tall, and she didn't want any part of that, so she walked.
Parker Husky will be fouled in the backcourt with 14.8 left on the clock.
That's who you want. Parker was just at the line, saw her last free throw go through. She can, no matter what, it's still going to be a two-possession game. It's just a matter of, is it going to be 4-6 here?
I missed who they called that foul on, by the way.
I think they got 13,
okay,
maybe.
I believe that. If that's so, that should be her fifth.
They got 23.
They did get Ruby Reynolds. That's her fourth personal foul.
Parker made that first free throw
here.
5-point lead. Look for Mount Home to extend their pressure right here again. Make Valley View take time up the floor.
Husky second shot. Good. She has six on the night. Back to a 6-point lead. 63-57 our score. 12 seconds left.
Yeah, that's who you want dribbling the ball up.
Seaman into the front court. And she loses her footing, but her pass goes right to the hands of Coleman. Coleman's just going to dribble it out as she goes up for the layup. No good, but that's not going to matter. The buzzer's going to sound, and Mount Home's going to get the 6-point victory.
Golly, Mount Home, nice little turnover there to finish, and you'll take that as a great win here.
So our final score tonight, Mountain Home defeats Valley View in this girls' matchup, 63-51. We'll start the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic postgame show when we come back. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
At Arvest Bank, we're ready to help turn your money into more money. With Arvest's 7-month no-penalty CD, you get a guaranteed rate of 5.00 annual percentage yield, earning interest on day one, plus unexpected flexibility. If you need to withdraw early, there's no penalty, unlike most CDs. Now that's helpful. Open an account today at arvest.com/flexible savings or at any of our 200-plus locations. Member FDIC, $1,000 minimum to open. No withdrawals permitted within the first 6 days.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic